Hi guys, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
And you're listening to Bravo's Daily Dish from Bravo HQ in 30 Rock.
And today's episode is brought to you by Alex McCord's Herman Munster Shoes. Because even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Clomp, 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 clomp.
We have a Bravo celebrity makeover we need to talk about, stat.
Yeah, I mean, if this isn't the top news story on CNN, I don't know what is.
Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey is now a blonde.
What?
Right.
I mean, literally, I was like, when I saw that headline, I was like, what? She's a blonde. Like, my mind was blown.
Now, look, I know that we can't show you the image through these microphones, but you can go to the Daily Dish and see the photo.
But we should clarify when we say blonde, because it's not like she went Kim Kardashian West, platinum, unrecognizable.
Right. She went Kim Kardashian West before the platinum when she was, like, just dipping her toe in the blonde pool.
Was she West at that time?
Oh, no, you're right. It was when she got engaged.
Yeah, so this was Kim Kardashian, not Kim Kardashian West, blonde.
God, what's wrong with me today?
I'm embarrassed by the fact that I knew that and you didn't. We're in the upside down.
But yeah, so Teresa, still a majority of it is blonde, but the roots are still dark, so she's not pretending she was born blonde. She's like, I'm going to level with you guys. I went to the hairdresser and got this color.
Surprise, I'm a brunette.
Right.
But.
Under this.
Under, yeah.
And we have a special treat. For all you Vanderpump fans out there.
You might call him a top man.
We just know him as White Kanye West. It's James Kennedy. So we sat down with him earlier this week, and we talked about, I mean, everything.
Yes. I had a ball. Like, I was totally charmed by James Kennedy in a way I didn't think was possible.
And his girlfriend, Raquel.
Yes. She was there, and we got to talk to her.
We talked about his new single that's coming out, the craziness on Vanderpump and whether or not he regrets coming back, and whether or not he knew who Lala was dating this season.
Mm-hmm. And we found out that Lala not only did ask people for NDAs, but she carries them around in her purse constantly.
Yeah, you have to listen. It's crazy.
Hi, guys. We're here with the White Kanye West.
Hello.
James Kennedy.
James Kennedy. Hello.
And he's a hugger, you guys. Oh. We're really excited.
All right. I feel like we should just confess. The opening song of this podcast is Shake That.
Okay.
And whenever.
We love it so much.
Okay.
Whenever we're feeling low energy, I swear to God, this is true. We go and YouTube that Feeling You performance at Rehab in Vegas.
Yes.
And it, like, gets us hyped up.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we need some Shake That right now.
Yeah. So basically, like, we're fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet
Always
you.
Good to meet the fans.
Yes. Well, okay. Speaking of the fans and your music career, do you think Vanderpump Rules has helped your music career, has hurt your music career? What do you think?
Who knows, you know? Who really knows? You know, I feel like it's definitely given me some good opportunities. You know, I'm definitely able to travel now more and DJ, and, you know, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Are you still performing when you DJ too?
I am, yeah. I've got a new single coming out soon called Top Man. That is very Ooh. Exciting. It's a story about a top man who's a bad man.
So,
Where should fans be looking out for that?
Hopefully on iTunes by February 14th, Valentine's Day. I'm trying to keep it sexy with this one.
Awesome. So, yeah. So some baby-making music.
That's right.
You know, Rachel's going to L.A. soon, and she needs to know where she can see you perform.
Okay. You could probably catch me, you know, it could be at a nightclub maybe. Very spontaneous in L.A. It could be at Toca Madera. Sometimes I cover my friend on Tuesdays. And then... Also, who knows, you might see a celebrity appearance with James Kennedy at Sir.
Oh, so are you still spinning at Sir?
You know, I'm not spinning there as of now, but, you know, when I walk in for a drink, Guillermo can't keep me off the decks long. You know, he says, go spin for 20 minutes, get him inside here. I'm like, okay, Guillermo.
So why do you think that everyone calls you the White Kanye West? Why do you think that has stuck so much?
You know, it's just a matter of just knowing who you are, you know, and being relentlessly ambitious all the time and just trying to conquer your dreams, you know? Mm.
Is like Kanye level your dream, or would you rather be like more under the radar but just like always playing?
Yeah, Kanye level's the dream, babe. Yeah, that's the dream.
Right, it's a silly question. Yeah, I know, but some people,
anyone that says that isn't the dream are liars.
So you're going to be on Watch What Happens Live again.
Can't wait.
Are you nervous?
Very.
Have you been like practicing all day? Like,
Just practicing keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah. It's like, yes. Not cursing.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm in the mirror, just like, perfect.
What you can't see is he's just looking.
I'm just breathing.
Well, okay. So you're Watch What Happens Live partner in crime from the past, Lala. Mm. What's the status of y'all's relationship? Friends?
Oh, status, yeah. Yeah, great friends.
Good. Yeah,
great friends.
Weren't sure. Because we don't see her a lot right now.
Lala. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Like, does she, even if she posts, like, a picture with me, it's like, does she like James still? I don't know.
I'm glad you're as confused as we are.
Yeah. Even with myself, I'm very confused. But it's, yeah, we're good.
All right, we need an honest answer. Right. Did you ever know who her boyfriend was during this season?
No.
Oh! That smile tells me different.
Because you guys are all beautiful smiles and I'm being hypnotized. No, I honestly didn't know. I had no idea.
Okay, it's not because you signed an NDA.
No. For the record, white Kanye would never sign an NDA. Kanye would never do it. James Kennedy doesn't do it. No NDAs for me.
Well, she said recently on social media, she was like, that's not the only time an NDA has come up. Like, I give
she
them
walks
out
around
all
with
the
them.
Time.
Yeah, she walks
that's
around.
That's true.
She does. Oh, yeah, purse full of NDAs, that girl. Okay. Bang! Hey, nice to meet you. Bang! She's handing them out.
Wow. Like, now I know to bring, like a pizza. Like
is,
pizza.
Is
yeah,
that,
bring
a pen with me. Yeah, bring a pen with you. Is that normal for LA?
You know, electronic signatures are also accepted.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. If
you
say on email, we've got Kudasign.
So, you've worked closely with Sheena and Shay, obviously. Mm. Shake that.
Shay F. Kennedy.
Yes.
Shay, oh, God. Ugh. Rest in peace.
No.
Yes, rest in peace. Sorry.
Don't break our heart.
Sorry to burst that bubble, but...
Did you see their divorce coming, or was that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, I did.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
I was the first person to say they weren't going to last longer than a year. I said it on my interview last year during the season. It's funny how that hasn't been pulled up yet.
Right.
Like,
right.
James Kennedy predicted the future. Yeah. It's, you know, and I said it with Tom and Katie as well. Like, you know, mark my words here. It sucks, I'm telling you guys, but these people's relationships are so, like, just negative and unhealthy. It's just like devil's den. It's like a sick place. You don't want to go there. It's very dark. I feel bad for these people, you know? They torture themselves. You know, it's horrible. And, you know, I did, like, you know, apologize on my behalf already for saying those things last season to Sheena, because I do see her all the time. But, you know, it's something that was, like, that's happened because it happened, you know? Sometimes some people just can't handle it anymore, and I guess, like, you know, Shay couldn't really handle it anymore.
I mean, so if you had been able to predict it, what were you seeing that we weren't?
Just like bossy old Sheena, and Shay's like a teddy bear that doesn't really open his mouth for anything. He needs like a quiet girl that, like, you know, is ready to live a quiet life with him. I mean,
you know,
like, he's just very...
Jack said the same thing. He was like, Shay's just like a quiet guy.
Jack's always said that too. He never believed in that relationship.
Yeah.
Even at the wedding, he said that. Like, he's, he's a crazy person.
That was a crazy wedding.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like that's a good segue.
Yes.
So Jax in an interview had said, if Lala and James come back for this season, I'm not coming back. And then he did, and you guys did.
Mm.
Did he make it hard for you this season?
No, Jax likes to act like he has a lot of power. He doesn't. Right. He's not the boss of anybody. He's just a bartender that got on a show.
Are you glad you came back this season?
Yeah, I'll be back any season they'll have me. Good. James Kennedy. I got nothing to hide. I'm here.
You heard it here
I'm
first.
Here to stay. I'm here to stay. Yeah, I'm not running away from anybody. I'm cool. I'm chill.
Well,
I have a lot of fun with it, too.
Right. Not to take it too seriously.
How can you? You know? I've seen what it does to people, and it's not good. Drives them to, like, talk till, like, 5 in the morning about how they can, like, put together a scheme on what to do next season and how can we drive James and Lala out, and all these things just backfire on people. I'm telling you, when you just go in, just living your life, I mean, you know, not that bad stuff's gonna happen. You know,
well,
it'll be good.
So in, you know, this week's episode, we see all of that craziness go down.
A lot of stuff.
Do you feel like that was, you know, I mean, of course, on some level, it was premeditated that they all decided to go. Did you have any sense?
Did you invite them? Or like,
no, horrible. They just kind of got word that James Kennedy's playing on Hollywood Boulevard, and boom, they looked it up, got the address, and came to a show. You know, it's kind of crazy because... you know, they all came with such bad, horrible intentions. You know, it's kind of sick. Like, Jack's like, I'm coming with interior motives. I'm like, I'm glad you know what that word means, Jack. Like, good for you, idiot. But, you know, it's just, I would never waste my time. You know, the girls had to do their makeup and get ready to come see me. So, whatever. They're getting ready for something, aren't they? I mean, right. Fuck.
Well, with that said, Raquel.
Cheryl,
you guys, Raquel is here.
Yes.
Welcome, Raquel.
Yes, Raquel's here.
Thank you for having me. Jumping in on this.
So, did you have any idea what you were signing up for?
None whatsoever. Even when I met James, because the night I met him, I had no idea what the show was. I was a fan of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But I never watched an episode of Vanderpump Rules. And James kind of just swept me off my feet, and I was exposed to this whole other world in L.A. No, I had no idea what I was stepping into.
Have you since gone back and watched the seasons?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm no fool.
I had to do my research a little bit.
Is it entertaining or is it hard? Because, you know, was dating Kristen, and, you know, so I feel like during even the good times, that would be hard to watch as the current girl.
Did you watch other...
I watched them back. Well, I couldn't just not watch, you know?
I didn't even know that.
I feel like watching Kristen and James's relationship and Lala and James's relationship, their relationships don't compare to what we have.
Right.
So... And their relationships are also over. And right. I know that he has no interest in those girls anymore. So
right.
I'm fully confident with our relationship.
So what was going through your head with all the craziness that we see at the club?
I was so surprised to see Gigi and Ellie there, honestly. Because, I mean, why are you there? To harass us? Like...
You handled it so well.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't deal with drama well, so I was kind of like, once Gigi gave that slap, I was out of there. I didn't want to, like, be involved in that.
That's crazy. What do your parents think?
Oh, my mom. she kind of gets, like, worked up in it.
Yeah.
She always, you know, like, she loves me. She wants to give me advice and make sure I'm doing okay. But... Yeah, she's into it. My dad could care less.
That's so funny.
Yeah, seriously.
So are you the Kim Kardashian to his white Kanye West?
Am I, babe?
Yes. 100%.
So that was amazing.
Amazing doesn't even cover it.
And look, we could stop there. Because it was so great. But I really want to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Because so much happened.
We need to talk about all the stuff that didn't include James.
Ariana's a horse person.
Exactly.
So we started off the episode with Jax and Brittany's mom kind of like going at it over this...
Roast,
yes. We'll call it the roast problem. Broast problem?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Stretch? I think so. But I'm going with it. And Jax kind of like freaks out on her mom. And even later, Stassi says like, the parents are one thing that you don't mess with.
I mean, I've never had a fight like that in front of my parents with a significant other. Like, that's just so uncomfortable. Nor in front of their parents. Like, that's just, you put on a good face for the parents.
But it seemed like they kind of, like, worked it out by the end.
Plus, I think we also forget sometimes, this isn't just a normal, like, boyfriend, mother of girlfriend situation. There are cameras in the room.
So, I wanted to talk about, it's small, but I wanted to talk about how the fact that the color that they ended up picking for Lisa Vanderpump's VIP room did not look pink to me. It looked very purple, and I thought that that was funny.
You know, a pink to you is a purple to someone else.
Right, and I guess Lisa Vanderpump, of all people, is nose pink.
Right.
I'll give it to her.
Yeah. But,
and maybe it was the lighting and the cameras. I don't know what it looks like in person.
I feel like that should be your housewife's tagline next year. Like, if anyone knows pink,
it's me.
And then she just has paint swatches in the background.
Yeah, so I just thought it was funny because, like, she gave Katie so much flack for, like, picking the wrong pinks. I'm like, you didn't want pink after all, now did you? Oh, and then Katie's talking about her wedding and then how Schwartz was like, oh, you don't need flowers. And to Lisa Vanderpump, that was, like, sacrilegious. She was like, you don't need flower. It was like the most Lisa Vanderpump thing ever because she loves, like, flowers. So flowers obsessed. And then you have James being hypnotized so he can stop drinking. But I want to say that I've been hypnotized before and I was really hypnotized.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was this for a college freshman orientation?
Yes, it was for a college freshman orientation, but I really did get hypnotized.
I know. It's just like whenever someone tells me that they've been hypnotized, it always, always at
a college freshman orientation. But I'm not saying that, like, I went through it and it, like, happened, and I actually felt compelled to do whatever they had me do, and I was like, this is weird. I want to do what they're asking me to do right now.
Yeah,
so it's weird. I did not like it. I felt out of control.
Well, let's see if it works for James.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling maybe not, considering what we see later in the episode. Considering he throws a drink at Jax Taylor, makes me think that maybe he was drinking.
Oh.
Since he has a drink in his hand? How else? Like, I mean, unless it's water, I don't know. Also, I just want to quickly address that Ariana is a horse person. That just makes a lot of sense to me.
Horse people are like,
there are certain
really breeds. Into horses.
Yes.
I had to unfollow Kaylee Cuoco on Instagram because every single post was about those damn horses.
Well, even Ariana, first of all, said her horse Raven was more of a friend to me than any friend she's ever had. And then she said something to the effect that, like, and, you know, if you're not a horse person, you don't understand it.
I mean,
and
I feel,
will say I don't understand it.
Well, I feel that way about my cat Tigger, rest in peace, so I kind of get that.
Okay. It's maybe not so strange after all.
Right.
But during Ariana's horse moment, they bring up the fact that Katie and Tom are getting a prenup, and you see Sheena be like, I joked with Shay about getting a prenup. I would never get a prenup with Shay. I trust the person I married. And it's like that. Why I love Bravo a lot is because of those moments of, like, we know what they don't know. And then you're watching it and you're just like, oh, man.
Also, never trust marriage advice from anyone. Like, I feel like no one admits, hey, I'm not an expert. Mine's not so great. Like, everyone right. wants you to believe they have the secret. Don't listen to relationship advice from anyone. Yeah. That's my tip.
That's your relationship advice.
Yeah.
Don't listen to anyone. So, yeah, Tom and Katie, they're getting their prenup. And then the lawyer, first of all, not someone I would necessarily trust with my finances. He's wearing, like, a Tommy Bahama shirt. And then he laughs at their bank accounts and their assets.
Honestly, to me, that was more revealing than, like, stripping down naked and bending over. Like, I would never say on camera, like, how much I had in my bank account.
Oh, my God.
And you could tell they didn't want to. And Tom didn't. Like, he was smart enough to just be, like, kind of keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, Tom, maybe you could have told your wife, like, hey, I printed mine out on my – or I put mine on my phone. Maybe you should, too.
Right.
Suffice it to say, when the lawyer laughs at the amount of money you have, maybe you don't need a prenup.
Right. Maybe just something that says for the future.
Okay, so that all happens. Then we're at this paint-by-numbers class, or paint class, which I've always gotten out of anytime anyone asks me to do those, because I'm like, I don't want to do that. That does not sound enjoyable.
Did it once. Don't remember much, because they do like to serve the wine at those things.
How did your painting turn out?
I don't have it anymore, so I think that's the answer.
Well, I was going to go, and then we looked, and the photo we were supposed to draw was so horrible that I was like, I don't want that ever in my life.
Right.
I don't want to paint it. I don't. No.
Also, I don't want the same painting in my home that, like,
is in 15,000 other people's
homes. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, but they go, and Tom Schwartz stirs it on up because he's like, Ariana and Stassi, are you having a problem? And I feel like they were trying to not talk to each other.
Yeah, they didn't want to talk about the fact that they have a problem.
Yeah. Stassi, like, I will give it to Stassi that she was like, it hurts my feelings. Like, don't you care about that at all? And still Ariana was like, no, we're not friends. I can be friendly with you, but I don't care. If you were someone I wanted to invest in, I would care, but you're not, so I won't.
Yeah, so I think this is where Ariana majorly misstepped, because it's really not about Stassi. It's not really about her. They're now both part of Katie's wedding.
Right, because then Katie got all upset.
Yeah. Right, and it was just sort of like, ooh, you've just proven to the bride you're not even going to try to make this pleasant.
Right, and we see in the next on that Katie is like, there's a reason I kept her out of my wedding.
No, I keep thinking about this over and over in my head. I would be so pissed if I purposefully left a girl out of my party only to have my husband to be put in as groomsmen.
But then I didn't understand what the big deal was of Ariana sticking with the guys. Like, you don't want her around anyway.
Oh, no, for sure.
Isn't this the perfect
solution? No, it was the fact that he said, oh, well, she can just come hang out with us. That made, because again, he wasn't like supporting Katie in that moment. He was like,
yeah, come on, get along with her, it's important to us.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, she can just come with us. Right. And even if he didn't mean it that way, I think that's how she took it.
I just love seeing Ariana and Stassi go toe-to-toe because they don't fight the same way. So it's like always this weird, awkward, whereas like if you like normally in Vanderpump you see people very emotional and like screaming at each other. And then you get two people that just, like, will not do that with each other. And so right. It's, like, this weird interaction.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the episode ends with, like, this huge bar fight?
Yeah, I would call
club
it a bar fight.
Club fight? Club fight?
Study fight?
Study fight?
The club's name was Study.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. So anyway, James is spinning?
James is performing.
Okay.
He's spinning, he's rapping.
Right.
He's doing what white Kanye West does.
Right. So Ellie and Gigi take that as an opportunity to go confront him.
And tell Sheena, and Sheena's like, oh, I'm going to see this. And then Kristen and Jax are like, well, I'm not going to miss this.
So shady. So they all go, right. And Raquel is there, and the girls just basically make a scene. They confront him and her, which, again, you know how I feel. Leave right. her alone. Leave right. her out of it. And then it ended with, like, this sort of, like, half-slap attempt by Gigi.
Well, yeah, because Gigi is like, oh, I have this bag of your clothes of when I stayed over the night before. Or one night over the summer. And it was like, ooh. But I thought, Raquel, I said this to her in person, that she handled it very well.
She did.
Like, I'm not listening to this garbage. So this episode ended in, like, one of the biggest fights we've seen on Vanderpump Rules. Like, security people sitting on top of Jax, drinks being thrown. And we got a sneak peek at next week's episode. And all we can say, it is insane. We were freaking out.
Insane. In the membrane.
Insane. Got no brain.
Now, guys, I know what you're thinking. When's the Beverly Hills recap? We usually do talk about it.
But, you know, we really want to honor Beverly Hills as it should be.
Yeah.
We don't want to breeze over Beverly Hills.
Right. That's not what we do here.
No.
We pay it the homage it deserves.
Yes.
So come back.
And not only that, we might be talking to somebody from the Beverly Hills.
Some might describe her as young.
Some might describe her as restless.
But we can't say for certain.
It's Eileen Davidson. And you know what? Thank you, guys. We've got a lot of new listeners, which is really exciting for us.
I feel like we have more listeners than I've ever had friends in my entire life. And that feels good.
All right, horse person.
Please make sure to like us and rate us on iTunes. And it'd be awesome if you could review us, because we just want to know who's listening out there.
And what you're thinking.
Whose voice do you like better, Rachel or Megan's?
I mean, that answer is obvious. Don't let her influence you, audience.